Yes, thank you. This topic is quite close to my heart, also how we can combine renewables and energy efficiency. And particularly if you're looking at your individual homes that you're living in, if it's a standalone home, you perhaps have considered, how could I improve my energy consumption to reduce the energy bills? How can I increase my resiliency? Particularly last year when the energy price wave hit. And there typically the thinking goes to, oh, let me install solar photovoltaic. But where on the roof? What is the best time in the day? Is it something south facing, but I'm at work during the day? I'm home in the mornings and the evenings. Shouldn't it be eastern and western facing, to harness the sun when I'm at home? If I want to harness the sun when it goes around, putting storage in place makes sense, but how much storage do I need? So being efficient about the dimension of storage becomes important. Or to do this efficiently, you would look at your nighttime consumption. But then you wonder, how can I reduce the hardware investments? How can I reduce the cost? What can I do as a consumer to understand my consumption patterns? Is there perhaps something that doesn't really directly label itself as energy efficiency, more as identifying the utter waste of energy, something that is consumed without giving any utility, it's just wasted, and then understanding from that point that all that remains I need for my utility, so it's energy consumption that is necessary, and how can I become more efficient in that to get more bang for your buck, more punch for your pound, and the other alliterations with currencies. So marrying those perspectives is a challenge and an opportunity because you get hooked on it. When we got the installation installed at my parents' home in January, it took me about one day to look at the app to see, oh, nice, we have surplus during the day, and the storage runs empty awfully quickly in the evenings because my mom was ironing. So I looked at the app and I thought, Mom, you were ironing. That was from 70 kilometers apart. And I told her, how about you, if you want to do that next to the television, how about you do that during the middle of the day when we have surplus generation, so that the storage runs throughout the night? And I was quite happy that she did that. So it does something to us to understand our consumption patterns. And that is only one applicable example that is tangible for individual homes. Yes, the installation and hardware costs are high, but there are also smaller means that are more inclusive, such as a balcony or home power plants that you just plug into the wall that are strong enough to serve your base load and available for a few hundred euros, so 400 or 500. So that's just a very small clip of an example on what is feasible if we empower stakeholders, if we show up ways how this can fit with regulation, to ease regulation so it becomes accessible, and how financing mechanisms can become available. Stimulants can help empowering those that own property, but also those that rent property, to know about their consumption, to improve their consumption, to make themselves resilient, to serve their own desires. Is it cost cutting? Is it independence? Is it I want green energy supply? And therefore, I'm really glad that the groups collaborate and jointly driving this integration of topic forward. Thank you.